good faces to be seen today. Good morning.
What charity are you sponsoring there?
Dream Forever Foundation. This is my own personal foundation. We just launched it this year.
Sweet shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes.
Very nice.
It's all for the youth. It's all for the youth.
James, what did you learn from spending 3 weeks on the sidelines? Did you saw it from a different perspective that you're not accustomed to? What did you learn from your time away from the field?
I learned a lot in terms of just watching Fitz prepare throughout the week. When it came to the game, I was trying my best to be engaged and to try to put myself in the same situations Fitz was putting himself in. But definitely seeing a veteran quarterback at his finest execute and lead this team was very eye-opening to me.
How important are these five games, not just for your team? And I know you want to win and you love to play, but for you in particular to sort of, you know, erase whatever, you know, you had the injury, slow start. I mean, how big is this for you?
Every game is important to us, but obviously we want to finish strong. You know, we want to leave. Want to leave a lasting impact, want to give us a chance to still be able to be in that race, man. So every game is important. It's playoff games from here on out for us.
How's your shoulder feeling now versus the last time we saw you out there throwing 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to play. Like I said, I'm happy to see you guys' faces. I mean, I'm here. I've been missing y'all. I know y'all probably don't believe me, but, you know, it's good to get back a regular week of preparation. And, you know, this is my job, you know.
Before this, you missed one game in college. And, you know, I'm sure through high school you play every game. How difficult was it these 3 weeks to game day and being in the locker room and watching your guys get dressed and knowing you're not going to be out there? How hard was that for you?
Very humbling. Very humbling. But like Roy said, it was a whole learning experience. Never been in that situation before where an injury prevented me from playing. So, like I said, I sit back and I view things from a different perspective and viewed it as an opportunity to get better and not to regress.
James, you had said a few weeks ago that the team needed to find its identity. Having getting a chance to watch for a few weeks, do you feel that the team has an identity or something that you were able to see?
Yeah, we just got to keep working. We got to work hard every single week, you know, and your identity can change week to week based on what we need to do to win the game. You know, but you always have your core things that you go to, and I think as a team we must continue to apply those core things that we go by in our locker room.
When you hear fans out there, oh, you can't risk this guy; he's the future. You should shut him down for the season. Is that totally the opposite? I mean, is it like silly to you? I mean, you're a professional.
I mean, this is my job. You know, I enjoy playing quarterback. You know, and that's what. God bless me to be able to play quarterback. So, me sitting out when I'm able to play, it's not even in my mind about saving. There's nothing to save.
The future is always The future is always now for you. I mean, can we start today?
not necessarily, but every week I'm ready to play. You know, it's just every game. You know, missing these past few games. You know, as Mark. Talk about like it was tough. It was tough, but you know, I'm back. I feel good.
You don't think you have anything to prove, like down the last five games, except to yourself as far as your play?
I believe we just need to win. You know, as far as proving things to other people, and that's above my head. I mean, I think we just got to go and play good football and finish this year out right. You know, give ourselves a chance. You know, that's all we focusing on.
Atlanta. Is that exciting to you?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, I kind of wish I was able to get back to Atlanta. You know, it's kind of a home game. But playing at Lambeau, it's been a lot of great memories at that field. And hopefully we can have a great memory for my own.
Did you get a chance or take the time to do some self-scouting of yourself, to look back at some film of the last 3 weeks? And if so, what did you learn? What do you want to do better specifically? What do you think you can do a little bit better at when you get back out of the field on Sunday?
Pocket presence is one thing I watched as far as just identifying myself and what I need to get improve on, and just being strong in the pocket, standing there, staying firm, and making some throws.
James, Well, what do you got to do better in the pocket? Just stand
strong and making some throws and be not move so much.
Besides the preparation part you talked about, is there one thing that you could say that you maybe learned a little bit about from Ryan as far as on the field play, whether it's, you know, not trying to force the ball a little too much, taking what the defense gives you? Is there one thing you can point out that you really has really stuck with you the last three games watching Ryan?
Just Ryan's demeanor out there on the field. He's the same guy whole time. You never – only time you see him rise is when he makes a competitive play out there on the field. He's a true competitor on the field, but off on the sideline, he's just a laid-back guy, letting things come to him, not trying to force things. And I'm not talking about force the ball. I'm talking about trying to do too much or things like that.
How surprised would you be if Jimbo Fisher left FSU?
I mean, that's above my pay grade, too. You know, I love Coach Fisher. Whatever he decides to do, I'm definitely going to support him because he's more of like a father figure to me than just a coach at a university.
Are you paying attention to what's going on up there right now?
I'm focusing on what we have going on right here. I'm pretty sure if a decision is made, I'll call him to congratulate him either way.
James, what do you do, if anything, or will you do to keep the NFL investigation and team from being a distraction?
Well, I'm just going to respect the process, most importantly, and that's all I can do.
James, what do you like Ryan's demeanor? Will we see a cooler, calmer, more composed James?
Well, you know, I'm going to be myself. I think as developing as a top tier quarterback, you got to be yourself, and that's just how Ryan is. You know, he was himself. You know, he never let nothing faze him, and that's a lot of respect.
James, we haven't talked to you since the allegation. I know you put out a statement. We've read one from Ron Darby. Why do you think that there's been sort of two allegations of misconduct with you and Ron together? I mean, how do you rationalize in your mind why this has happened now in your life?
Again, you know, I put my statement out there discussing this allegation, and I got to respect the process on that part. I've been vindicated several times on the past situation. So, you know, my statements and those accusations stand firm too. You know, as always, it's always a growing process in everything. I'm going to continue to grow every day.
Do you remember the ride? I mean, it was late, it was 2 a.m., were you tired, were you sleeping? Do you remember anything that happened?
Yeah, again, I got to respect the process for the NFL.
You believe you'll be vindicated in this one as well?
Absolutely.
Do you have any fear of, you know, because it doesn't take convictions, it doesn't take much for the personal conduct penalty to be applied. I know you've spoken with Lisa Friel before you came to the NFL. Do you have any fear of a suspension to start next season at all?
I have no fear at all, you know, but like I said, I have to respect their process, you know. And,
how hard is it for you and how hard is it for your family when you do have those allegations about your character? I mean, I know you do work hard in the community. You know, you put yourself out there. I mean, how tough is that when you do have those types of things being said about you?
Well, one thing about my family is we're very strong in our faith, and we're very strong in believing that nothing from my past can control our future. And what I've been to Tampa Bay and how I have grown over the past few years has meant a lot to my family, seeing my development as even through college. And I think that's more important than what could be said from any outside source.
Couple more.
Okay. All right, thank you.